Isn't this the man they are trying to kill? Here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Messiah? But we know where this man is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from. Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." At this, they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Still, many in the crowd believed in him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live, scattered among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, 'You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?"
我用华语来读另外一半。 节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站在高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。众人听见这话，有的说：“这真是先知！”有的说：“这是基督！” 也有的说基督其实从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要抓拿他，只是无人下手。差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说：“你们为什么没有把他带来呢？”差役回答说：“从来没有像他这样说话的。” 法利赛人说：“你们也受了迷惑吗？官长或是法利赛人岂有信他的呢？但那些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说：不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还要定他的罪吗？他们回答说：你也是出加利利的吗？你且去查考，可知道加利利没有出过先知。” 让我们来祷告。Let's pray。我们在天上的父，我们满心感谢你，因为在这新的一年里，你要有新的创造，你使万象都更新，也让我们能够有新的生命。我们恳求主，你的灵在我们当中，那是真理的灵，让我们能够认识你、明白你，也把生命活出来，也赐下生命在我们当中。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
最近我看了网上的一个视频，recently I watched a video on the internet.
他是一个著名的心理学家的教授的一个讲座。it
was actually a very famous professor of psychology.
然后他就讲了这么样的一句话。And
he said something like this.
他说，基本上呢，心理辅导呢，就是要让一个人能够面对真理。And
so the basis of psychological counseling is to allow a person to face the truth.
如果一个人能够真的很坦诚承认他自己的问题，
so for a person to honestly face his own problems,
然后能够把这个问题确定下来，
and to recognize this as a problem,
那就可以一起来探讨这个问题，
and then he can start exploring the issues,
然后就来处理这个问题，
and to manage it.
所以这个一个人呢，就能通过一个面对真理的一个过程里面呢，就会慢慢越来越好。
So a person could then only improve after he's able to face the reality and the truth.
如果在一个辅导过程中呢，一直都是偏离这个真理，讲的都是一些偏离真理的一些假象。
But if during the process of counseling, the person is still immersed in his false impression,
那多少的辅导呢，都是于事无补的。
And so without the truth, then no matter how much counseling, it is not useful.
因为这个人呢，就仍然的活在自己的这个谎言之中。
Because this person continues to live in his fantasy.
可是这个东西虽然听起来很简单， 能够面对真理，这个也就是最困难的事情。
So although it sounds easy, but for a person to face reality and the truth, it is actually not easy.
因为人就是往往会自欺欺人。
Because we tend to lie to ourselves.
然后选择活在自己一个虚构的假象之中。
And to live in our own fabricated world.
弟兄姐妹，你们愿意面对真理吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you wish to face the truth?
愿这成为我们这个在这个新的一年里面一个自己的一个新年的励志。
Maybe this be our new promise and our proclamation for the new year.
因为我们今年的主题就是新。
Because our theme for this year is new.
在一个新的一年里面，我们要希望有那个能够有一个新的开始。
And for a new year, we hope to have a new beginning.
能够看到一个新的气象。
A new environment.
我们的神是一个能够带来新的创造的神，正如常牧师在宣召里面这么说。
And just like Reverend Chang An had mentioned earlier, our God is able to bring along new renewal.
所以我们的人是能够依靠神的真理和圣灵来改变自己的。
And so for men, we can depend on God's truth and spirit to change.
而我们改变自己就能够改变这世界。
And because we can change, then we can change the world.
不要以为人就是永远就是这样死性不改的。
Do not think of a man as a leopard with spots that cannot change.
不是这样子的，这个不是圣经的真理。
No, no, this is not the truth of the Bible.
因为只要能够愿意面对真理。
But because as long as we are able and willing to face the truth,
愿意依靠圣灵
to depend on the Spirit,
人是可以不断更新改变的。
People can continue to change and be renewed.
当我们来到这个约翰福音的第七章的时候
，When we come to the Gospel of John in chapter 7,
其实耶稣已经显现了五个记号，五个所谓的神迹。
Actually, Jesus had already performed 5 miracles.
也已经说该显露自己的话，其实也已经说了。
And he had already said things about himself.
也就是说，光已经亮出来了。
That is to say, the light has already shone in the world.
照在黑暗之中。
Light shines in the darkness.
问题是。黑暗愿不愿意接受这光
？But the problem question is whether the darkness is willing to accept the light.
对于这个真光的照耀
，with the shining of the true light，
我们就看到了两种不同的反应。
We see that there are two types of reaction to the word.
约翰说，耶路撒冷里面有些人就说：“哎，这个真的是基督吗？”哎，可是我们知道基督。这个我们知道这个人是从哪里来的，基督不是从应该我们不应该知道基督是哪里来的，可是我们知道这个人是从哪里来的，有些是这样的反应。
John says in for some of the people their reaction is in verse 25 at that point some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, have the authorities really concluded that he is the Messiah? But we know where this man is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from.
有些人是这样的反应，可是另外一边呢，又有些人他们的反应是哦，哇，我。应该就是他了，因为基督来的时候，难道他显的神迹会比这个人更多吗
？And yet, so these are the reaction of some of the people. But others will say, well, it's truly he must be the Messiah because when the Messiah comes, will he perform more miracles and signs than this man?
而当耶稣讲了一些话的时候呢，有些人就说是啊是，这真是那个先知。
And after Jesus had said some words, some people said, yes, yes, truly he is the really is the prophet.
有些人就说那是是是这是基督。
And others would say, yes, he is the Messiah.
可又有些人呢又是另外一个反应，又是说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
But yet others, their reaction is, but does the Messiah come from Galilee?
不是说本来应该是从大卫的本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
Didn't the scripture say that he should actually come from David's, he shouldn't beHe be David's descendants coming from Bethlehem.
我们又看到祭司长和文士就差派差役要去抓耶稣。
And we see the chief priests and the Pharisees sending people and guards to arrest Jesus.
可是他们没有抓，所以他们就问到：“哎，为什么你这样子回来了，空手回了而回
？”But they didn't arrest him, and so they were asked, "Why? Why do you come back empty-handed?"
我们看到差役的反应是什么呢？差役的反应是说：“从来没有人像他这样说话的。
”And see, we see the reaction of the guards, and the guards said, "No one ever spoke the way this man does."
然后尼哥底母又说了这样的话。
And Nicodemus, he said something.
因为我们知道尼哥底母有去找过耶稣。
Because we know that Nicodemus had looked for Jesus before.
然后尼哥底母就说：“不听本人的口供，不知道他所说的是。难道我们是这样子定人家的罪的吗？”
Nicodemus said, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?"
其他人什么反应呢？
And what about the other people?
你是出于加利利的吗？你难道不知道说加利利没有出过其他的先知吗？
They reply, Are you from Galilee too? Look, don't you know that a prophet does not come out of Galilee?
所以在这里我们看到了两种不同的人。
And we see two types of people here.
一边呢很确定说是的，看这耶稣就是先知，就是基督。
On the one hand, they said, yes, Jesus, they are definite that Jesus is the Messiah.
可是另外一边的人 他们也很肯定，肯定不是他。
And on the other side, the people are also very definitely, they're sure that he is definitely not the one, not the Messiah.
现在我们要注意一下。
So we have to take notice here.
你看得出这两种反应的不同在哪里吗？
Do you see the difference in the two reactions?
一边的信，一边的不信，他们的不同在哪里？
Where is the difference between those people who believe and those who do not?
如果你有注意看的话，你会发现那些信的人，他们信的原因呢，是因为他们是根据耶稣的话跟耶稣所做的事。
For those people, you notice that for those people who believe, they believe because of what Jesus had said and because of what Jesus had done.
他们是用耶稣的话、耶稣的事来做判断。
The things that Jesus had done and his words to make their decision.
可是另外一边的人呢，他们拒绝耶稣是因为他是从加利利来的。
But the people who rejected Jesus is because he is from Galilee.
他们就单单用耶稣从加利利来呢来否定他。
And just with this fact they say no, he cannot be the one.
也就是说，如果一般上一个人如果他单单只是听耶稣本人的口供，单单用他的所做的事来作为凭据的话，
So if a person were to just depend on what they hear of Jesus' words and also his actions,
如果你不看其他的事情
and nothing else,
本来你的结论应该是哦，耶稣一定是从神而来的。
And your logical conclusion should be that yes, Jesus is from God.
因为耶稣当时候所说的话、所做的事，你的结论应该是这些一定是从神而来，所以耶稣一定是从神而来的。
Because what he had said and what he had done is from God, and therefore conclusion is.Jesus must be from God.
一个愿意坦诚面对真理的人应该是这样子的结论。
So this, for a person who is willing to face the reality and the truth, this should be his conclusion.
可是我们看到有一些这些犹太人呢，因为他们知道耶稣是从加利利来的，他们就断定说，哦，耶稣的侍奉是从加利利 来的，他应该是加利利人。
So,but some of the Jews know that Jesus had started his mission from Galilee and he's a Galilean.
然后他又看到周围的门徒好像都是加利利人，他应该是从加利利来的。
And so his disciples around him, they are also from Galilee, and so therefore he must be from Galilee.
那既然耶稣是加利利人，那他应该不是先知，不是基督。
And so if he's from Galilee, he cannot be the prophet, he cannot be the Messiah.
那弟兄姐妹，现在我们来想一想这个事情。
Let's consider these, brothers and sisters.
我们知道耶稣其实是从伯利恒出生的。
We know that Jesus was actually born in Bethlehem.
因为这件事情，马太福音第二章、路加福音第二章都有记载。
Because these were also recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke in chapter 2.
我觉得很有趣的地方是，约翰竟然没有用这个论点来为耶稣做辩护。
But I find it interesting that John did not use this point to defend Jesus.
当有人这样子质疑说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
When somebody question, isn't the Christ supposed to, is he supposed to come from Galilee?
约翰可以加一句话嘛，对吗？
John could have said,
他们不知道耶稣其实是伯利恒出生的。
He could have just added, actually they didn't know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
甚至如果耶稣在那边当场，他当然知道每个人的心思。
And of course, Jesus would know everyone's thoughts at that time, at that point in time.
他可以其实为自己辩护说，哎，你们，我知道你们在想些什么。我告诉你们，我是从伯利恒出生的。
He could have defended himself and said, actually, I know what you're thinking about. Actually, I was born in Bethlehem.
不过耶稣没有啊。
But he did not.
那为什么呢？
Why is that so?
其实我们要看，也要很看明这个真相是什么。
And so we ourselves have to see the reality.
你以为这些宗教领袖真的是因为耶稣的出生地，以为说他是从加利利而拒绝他的身份吗？
Do you believe that the Jewish religious leaders are rejecting Jesus because of where he was from?
加利利真的没有出过先知吗？
Is it that there are no prophets from Galilee?
其实何西阿先知、约拿先知都是从加利利出来的。
Actually, the prophets Hosea and Jonah were from Galilee.
所以说到底，其实加利利只是一个借口而已。
And so in the end, using Galilee is just an excuse.
他们只是要用这个借口来掩盖自己的偏见。
And that is to cover their prejudice and bias.
这是怎么样的一种偏见呢？
And what kind of prejudice is this?
其实这是一种都市人对于乡下人的一种偏见。
And this is a prejudice about city dwellers against people who live in villages.
就是都市人一般上有这种优越感，还有对这些乡下人的一种偏见。
So people who live in cities might have a feeling of superiority.
听说以前在韩国的时候呢， 首尔人他们就会说，哎，看不清那种住在首尔以外的人。
And so it's also said before that people who live in Seoul would despise the people who live outside of Seoul.
在中国呢，城市的人对于乡下的人也有同样的这样子的一种区别。
And so in China, even people who live in the cities and also in villages, there are also differences.
先见面就问，你是中国哪里的？好像就会有一个差别了。
So when they meet each other, where do you come from? And so they will start having this bias.
在以色列这个地带也是如此的。
And so it is also in the region of Israel.
你可以想象这些宗教领袖说，我们在耶路撒冷做老大这么多年了。
You can imagine the Jewish leader says, well, we are the boss here in Jerusalem for many years.
我哪里会让你这边一个乡下来的一个黄毛小子来这边搅局呢？
So how would you allow this amateurs, this inexperienced people to come and mess up our schemes?
很可惜，他们的偏见就成为了他们辨别耶稣的身份的一个很大的绊脚石。
Unfortunately, their biases and prejudice has become the main stumbling block to them learning about Jesus.
这个就是我今天要讲的第一件事情。
And so this is the first thing that I want to point out today.
我们一定要脱离这种很肤浅的认识上帝的方式。
We have to remove ourselves from such a superficial understanding of God.
可能你们也有听过这样的话。
Perhaps you have heard something like this.
有些人拒绝耶稣呢，因为他们觉得基督教是洋教来的。
Perhaps you have heard that people might reject Jesus because Christianity is basically a Western religion.
这个是外国人的信仰吗？
It's a belief of Westerners and foreigners.
我们华人有自己的宗教信仰。
We Chinese, we have our own thinking, our own belief.
哪里可以去信洋教呢？
How can we believe in a Western or foreign religion?
可是另外一边的也是很可能会发生的。
But on the other hand, something else might arise.
有些人可能因为他自己很崇洋。
There are people who really love Western culture.
所以他们才愿信奉这个基督教。
And so they believe in Christianity.
这也是肤浅的。
And this is too is superficial.
在这里我要说的是我们的神。
I want to point out here that our God,
不管区域的,
doesn't matter your geographical where you are,
不管民族的,
it does not matter which people you rise from,
这些都不是重点,
these are not the important points.
如果这些都不是重点, 那重点是什么呢?
And if these are not the important points, then where is the crux of the matter?
弟兄姐妹, 认识耶稣的关键, 应该是按照本人的口供,
and so the crux is to know Jesus is to know according to what he has said and according to what he has done.
这本就是旧约律法所要求的。
And this is actually what is required in the Old Testament as well.
这些宗教领袖自己说自己很懂律法，可是他们跟尼哥底母还差得远。
Actually, these religious leaders think that they know the laws very well, but actually they are far away from Nicodemus.
在生命记第18章是这么说的。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, it says,
神跟摩西说，我必在你们中间给你们兴起一个先知，像你，就是像摩西。
God tells Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites.
我要将当说的话传给他。
And I will put my words in his mouth.
我要将他一切吩咐，给我所给的吩咐呢，都传给他们。
He will tell them everything I command him.
所以神要兴起这样的先知。
And so God wants to raise a prophet like
不过有一个很合理的疑问，就是说，你们心里如果说耶和华未曾吩咐的话，我们怎么能够知道呢？怎么知道他讲的真的假的？我们哪里可以知道是哪一个是先知？
But the logical question would be, if God has not instructed, how do we know that this is the right prophet?
所以神就说，先知托耶和华的话，的名说话，所说的若不成就。 也就是无效，这个就是 耶和华曾为拣选吩咐的，这个是那个先知自己擅自说的，你不用怕他。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 22, if what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken, that prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed.
所以在这里尼哥底母很清楚的知道要怎么样才是 来辨别哪一个是真先知，哪一个不是。
And so Nicodemus here, he is very clear how you differentiate from a true prophet, from one who is not.
就是看按他的话有没有应验就好了。
And just to see whether his words have been fulfilled.
所以他看耶稣也是按照他本人所说的话来判断。
And so when he looks at Jesus, he looks at what Jesus says.
我们如果拿今天的这段经文跟约翰第四章呢两个来做对比，哇，那个东西就更加明显的跳出来。
And if we were to compare today's verses with John chapter 4, and so the contrast will be glaring.
约翰福音第七章的主题，在约翰第四章的主题，两个好像是镜子一样，完全的显露出来。
And if we would put the two side by side like a mirror, they would reflect each other's, the verses reflect each other.
可是一边呢，是第七章是耶路撒冷的人，在第四章是撒玛利亚人。
On the one hand, in chapter 7, it refers to the people in Jerusalem, and chapter 4, the people in Samaria.
在第四章里面同样有讲到这个活水。
And in chapter 4, it also talks about the living water.
因为那个耶稣就跟那个撒玛利亚人说，你在这边拿水，如果你知道我是谁的话，你会跟我要那个活水。
Because Jesus said, if you know who I am, you will want the living water from me.
因为十四节那里说，你人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴，因为我的水在他里头会成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Because in chapter 4, in verse 14, he says, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.Indeed, the water I will give them will become for them like a spring.
所以两边都有讲这个活水的事情。
And so both sides, they talked about the living water.
然后呢，两边也有一个不守妇道的妇人，不过在第七章那边呢，是第八章前面出现。
And so actually both sides also talks about a person who has committed adultery, but for chapter 7, it appears a bit later in chapter 8.
然后他在那边，他就跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说：“你已经有五个丈夫了，可是你现在的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。”
In verse 8, chapter 4, verse 18, the fact is you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
可是我们看到这个妇人就因为耶稣的话应验，他怎么反应呢？他说：“先生，我看得出你是先知。”
But what is the reaction of a woman to Jesus' words that had come true? She said, "Sir.I can see that you are a prophet."
可以看到一个行淫乱的撒玛利亚妇人竟然比耶路撒冷的宗教领袖还厉害。
We see here that an adulterous Samaritan woman is actually better or cleverer than the Jewish religious leaders in Jerusalem.
然后这个妇人赶快就把她的罐子放下来，就跑到城里面去。
And so this woman quickly left her things, her pails, and went into the city.
快，你们快来看。这个人竟然把我素来所行的一切都把这些事情说出来了，难道这就是基督吗？你看，按着耶稣的话就认出他是基督。
And so the woman went to town and said, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" So from what Jesus had said, she recognized him as the Messiah.
然后那城里的那些好些撒玛利亚人因为这个女人所说的话都信了。
And many of the Samaritans from that town believe in him because of the woman's testimony.
可是在耶稣进去城里面的时候，耶稣又说了许多的话。
And so after Jesus had entered into the town, he also said many things.
41节，因耶稣所说的话，信的人就更多了。
And after all the things that he said in verse 41, and because of his words, many more became believers.
42节最精彩。
The best comes in verse 42.
这些人呢，信了耶稣过后，他们又对这个妇人说：“现在我们信，不单单只是因为你的话。”
After they believe in Jesus, these people told the woman. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you have said."
是因为我们自己也亲自听见了，就知道这真是救世主。
Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
所以我们看到这些撒玛利亚第四章里面的撒玛利亚人呢，他们完完全全是因为耶稣所说的话而认出他的身份来。
And so we see that the Samaritans in chapter 4 is truly just because of Jesus' words, they recognize who he is.
这个才是正确的确认方式。
And so this is the true way to recognize who is God.
而在这个里面呢，我们对比了第七章和第四章。
And in the midst of this, as we compare the two, chapter 4 and chapter 7,
我们就要让这个第四章最重要的一节把它凸显出来。
And so we'll bring out the most important verse in chapter 4.
耶稣在第四章这里说，时候到了，如今就是，那真正敬拜主的是用圣灵和真理来敬拜他，因为父要这样的人来敬拜他。
In chapter 4 it says, Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and the truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
神是一个灵，所以敬拜他的要用圣灵和真理来敬拜他。
Verse 24, God is Spirit and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth.
我们一般上用这段经文的时候呢，指的只是单单是讲敬拜。
And so usually when we use these verses, we are talking about worship.
可是其实敬拜其实就是包括了怎么样认识神，怎么样去面对神。
But worship would encompass how we get to know God and how are we encounter God.
而当耶稣来到我们人当中以后，
And after Jesus had come into mankind,
圣灵和真理就成为了认识神、面对神的真正唯一方式。
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit and the truth becomes a way to know God and to is the true way to come to know Him.
而其他的所有的东西都变成次要了。
And everything else has become secondary.
所以耶稣就说，现在敬拜主的事情、认识神的事情，也不再是这个山、那个山、耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、何烈，都不是这些事了。
And so Jesus said that.When you come to worship God, it's no more whether it is this mountain, that mountain, which geographical region, which people.
我再说一次，认识神的事情，也不管是什么区域、什么民族，这些都已经不再重要了。
And I say again that it doesn't matter which geographical region, which place, it is not important anymore to come to know God.
从此以后，敬拜神、认识神的事情，就是真理和圣灵的事情。
And from here on,To know God, to worship God is true spirit and is true truth.
重要的衡量标准只有圣灵和真理。
And so the important measurement here then is only spirit and truth.
所以我们今天也要做这样的事。
And so today, this is what we have to do.
我们先要来听耶稣说的话。
We have to listen to what are the words of Jesus.
耶稣的话真的有真理吗？
Is there truth in Jesus' words?
耶稣在那里就高声地说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Jesus said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.
因为正如经上所说的，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
As the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
什么是活水呢？
What is living water?
活水有两个意思。
There are two meanings to it.
这两个意思其实也是同有联系的意思。
Which are also closely related to one another.
活水其实就象征救恩。
The living water signifies saving grace.
刚好我今天要读的这些经文呢，在唱诗的时候、祷告的时候都有提到，所以非常好。
Actually, some of the words I wanted to mention had already been mentioned also during the when we were doing the worship singing and prayers.
以赛亚书第四十三章就说，神说我要在旷野有水，要在荒河里旷野里面呢要有江河。
In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 20, I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
因为这个就是神要复兴以色列、拯救他的子民的一个象征。
Because this is a sign to the Israelites that he wants to redeem them.
然后呢，在撒迦利亚第十三章呢，也这么说：必有一个泉源为大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开放。这个泉源要做什么呢？要洗除他们的罪恶和不洁净。
And in Zechariah chapter 13, On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. To do what? To cleanse them from sin and impurity.
所以耶稣所说的话，说我要给你们活水。
And so Jesus' words, I want to give you living water.
活水就像代表了拯救。
And that means saving grace.
活水也代表了赦免。
And it rings redemption.
因为水好像是一个使人家会不渴一样，水就代表了生命。
And so the water, just like a person who is not thirsty anymore, it represents life.
水也能够使一个人干净啊，冲凉这样子，所以也就代表了洗净我们一切的不义。
And water will also signify cleanse, just like a person taking a shower, it will be cleansing.
耶稣说要给我们活水，耶稣有做到吗？
Jesus said he wants to give us the living water. Did he do it?
他的话有应验吗？他是真的先知，真的基督吗？
Has his words been fulfilled? Is he the true prophet? Is he the true Messiah?
耶稣做到了。
Yes, Jesus has done it.
因为耶稣在十字架上的牺牲使我们脱离了死亡。
Because Jesus' sacrifice on the cross has allowed us to escape from death.
耶稣所完成的使我们在神的审判底下能够站立得稳。
And so what Jesus accomplished allow us to stand before God's judgment.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣的活水有恩典，也有赦免。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus' saving living water is saving, and there is forgiveness.
耶稣说：“渴的到我这里来。”
Jesus said, "Those who are thirsty, come to me."
你们要吗
？Do you want it?
你们看到这个真理，你们要吗
？If you see this truth, do you want it?
因为耶稣的话。是真理，说得出，做得到。
Because Jesus' words are true, and whatever he says has been fulfilled.
这个活水你们要吗
？This living water, do you want it?
活水还有第二个意思。
And there's a second meaning to living water.
就是象征圣灵。
And that is to represent the Holy Spirit.
所以在灵异长老的祷告里面提到了以赛亚书第四十四章。
And Elder Linging's prayer, he mentions Isaiah chapter 44.
因为神要把水灌在干渴之地，在要把水灌在干旱之地，为什么呢？意思就是说，他要把他的灵浇灌在以色列的后裔，把他的福降在以色列人的子孙。
In Isaiah chapter 44, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground, so that he will pour his spirit on their offspring.
然后约翰福音在里面呢也特别的讲到这个活水就是圣灵。
And in Gospel of John, it specifically mentions that this living water is the Holy Spirit.
所以在不管是在约翰福音里面还是在使徒行传，我们都看到耶稣带来了圣灵，带来了圣灵的充满。
Whether it is in the Gospels or whether in the Book of Acts, we see that Jesus brought the Holy Spirit.
再一次的让我们看到耶稣讲的话，耶稣应验了。
And here we again see Jesus' words has been fulfilled.
不管是救恩也好
，whether it's saving grace，
或者是圣灵也好
，whether it's the Holy Spirit，
耶稣说要给活水，就真的活水临到了。
And so Jesus, when he says he will bring living water, truly the living water has come.
我们按照他的口供，按照他所做的事，我们知道耶稣就是先知，就是基督。
We see from his words and his deeds that truly he is the prophet, he is the Messiah.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣的活水你们要吗
？Brothers and sisters, the living water of Jesus, do you want it?
这个恩典你们要吗
？And so this grace, do you want it?
耶稣说：“人若渴了，就到我这里来吧。”
Jesus said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me."
弟兄姐妹，你们口渴吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you thirsty?
这个圣灵，这个恩典你们要吗
？This Holy Spirit and this do you want it?
诗篇第四十二篇说：“主啊，我的心。”切慕你，像鹿切慕溪水一样。
In Psalms chapter 42, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
我的心渴望神，就是那个永生之神。我能几时才能够朝见我的神呢
？My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
我希望在今天，让我们也是能够有这样的一个面对真理的一刻。
I wish for us today that today we have an opportunity to face the truth.
我们不要再欺骗自己了。
Let's not bluff ourselves any longer.
因为我一开始是说，只有面对真理，你才能够生命改变。
Because I mentioned right at the beginning that only when we face the truth, then our life will change.
弟兄姐妹，你口渴吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you thirsty?
你对真理，你对圣灵真的口渴吗
？Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit and for the truth?
因为以色列人他们是活在荒漠之地
Because the Israelites they live in desert and wasteland
当 他说要渴慕的时候他们很能够明白什么叫做渴慕
When they say that they pants for the water what, they understand exactly what it means to yearn for water
他们知道什么叫做生命的活水
They truly understand what it means life-giving water
所以叫他们渴慕真理渴慕圣灵他们能够明白
So when they talk about being thirsty for the life and for the Holy Spirit, they do understand. They know what it is to yearn for something.
因为在荒漠之地, 在旷野, 水就是生命。
Because in the desert, in the wilderness, water, it represents life.
所以我就在想一个很重要的问题。
So I was thinking a very important matter.
我们这些住在新加坡的人,
for us living in Singapore,
我们知道什么是渴望吗?
Do we also have this thirst?
直到去年12月, 我才知道, 原来新加坡人也会口渴了。
And last year, December, I realized even Singaporeans are thirsty.
你知道我怎么知道新加坡人也会口渴吗?
Do you know why I know that they are thirsty?
我们下一个 slide 好吗? 再下一个。 好，谢谢。 这个是去年, 贡茶离开, 六个月以后回来的情景。
And this is the scene when Gong Cha, the bubble tea, left this, Singapore.
我在去年12月才说, 哦, 原来新加坡人也会口渴的。
I realized, oh yeah, Singaporeans are also thirsty.
有人甚至熬夜, 排队。
There are people who also spend queuing up overnight.
下一个, 你没有那个 script 吗? 下一个 slide. 多一个, 谢谢。 有人甚至呢熬夜排队为了就是喝那第一口茶
And that is just to queue for the bubble tea
这才是真正的口渴
And this represents true thirst
好现在回来面对真理的事情
Let's come back to the facing the truth
我们讲我们渴慕 我们真的渴慕吗?
When we say that we yearn for the truth are we really thirsty for it? Are we yearning for it?
我们对真理 对圣灵有这样子真的渴慕吗?
Do you have the drive and the craving for the Holy Spirit and for the truth?
我们每年的这个灵修材料,
Every year, when we distribute the Bible study material, devotion material,
乃会传道呢, 其实都会把我们的灵修材料寄到所有海外有接触过的宣教士, 还有他国外的朋友。
Pastor Naihui would actually also distribute this material to overseas missionaries and also her friends overseas.
在那里我看到了真正口渴的人。
And I really see the true thirst of the people.
我怎么知道他们口渴呢?
How do I know?
因为每年将要来到降临节也好,大斋节也好的时候呢, 他们就会开始催促乃会节。
Because as we approach Advent or Lent this period of time, they would start pestering Pastor Naihui.
到底喜年堂的灵修材料准备好了没有?
Is the material from Jubilee Church ready?
当他们收到以后,
and after they receive it,
就会满心感恩,
full of thanksgiving,
然后他甚至会聚集起来, 一起的来读,
and they'll gather together to read it.
这才是口渴的人。
These are thirsty people.
我知道这些人如此的渴慕这个真理,
and I see that these people are thirsting for the Holy Spirit and truth.
他们一定也是用真理和圣灵来敬拜主。
And so they are also worshipping God with spirit and with truth.
弟兄姐妹,我们想一下这个事情。
Let's think about this, brothers and sisters.
因为如果我们不是这样子的渴慕,
because if we are not thirsting and craving for God like this,
那同样的,我们又是拿什么样的心情来敬拜主呢?
And what kind of state of mind or heart do we bring before God to worship?
弟兄姐妹,在这新的一年里,
brothers and sisters, in this coming new year,
我希望我们也有一个新的气象。
I hope to have a new atmosphere and environment.
我希望我们在这新的一年里有这样子的渴慕真理,渴慕圣灵。
In this year that I hope that for everyone here, we also would yearn and crave for the truth and for the spirit.
不单单是这样子的渴慕来读我们的灵修材料。
Not only just a craving to read about the material for devotion.
我们也以这样的心态我们来敬拜主。
And also carrying this kind of heart to in our worship.
以圣灵和真理, 我们来敬拜主。
And to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父, 我们感谢你, 因为你愿意我们得着你。 以圣灵和真理, 我们来敬拜你。 我们恳求主你继续地帮助我们, 引导我们, 使我们生命改变。 使我们更像你, 使我们活出基督。 这样子祈求祷告奉耶稣基督的名, 阿们。
阿们。